Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is dementia care expert Tifa Snow. Tifa, I know it's hard to believe, but there's another study out. Who knew? Did you see that?
A study? Really? Somebody's studying something? You're kidding me, Greg.
My gosh, this one's about diet and lifestyle. Keeping physically healthy can protect against memory loss and dementia. Experts recommend aerobic exercise, healthy diet of plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables, in addition to getting the right amount of sleep, socializing, minimizing stress, keeping health conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes under control, will reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Have you heard of that study before?
Maybe a few years back, I was recommending that kind of, except the only difference is not to totally eliminate stress, but to eliminate distress and monitor the level of how much you stress yourself, because physical stress and a little cognitive stress, a little, is a good thing for human brains. Doing nothing that's uncomfortable or stressful is actually not good for you, because you get like a squishy, mushy pillow, and you're not actually optimizing or using all your synapses. So yeah, that's the only one that I would say, you know what? I think they sometimes overrate that no stress, and let's sort of get it in a range that's good for you. Because a little bit of stress is, it's like a rubber band. Stretch and relax.
There's more.
Oh, good. Good to know, because I'm waiting to be surprised. Okay, so tell me what I'm going to be surprised about here.
It's been shown that population can reduce the risk of cognitive impairment due to Alzheimer's by adhering to a healthy lifestyle, including exercise, diet, Mediterranean diet high in fish oils. There. I think that there is the little schnapps in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, that one's a surprise. We hadn't been talking about that one either. Or, you know, even for some people, really eliminating a lot of animal protein and switching over completely to something that is an animal. But for sure, if you're going to do something, fish is probably your best bet. You know, I'm just saying. But this is, so tell me about, why was this new, do we pay for this study?
We always pay for these studies, Doug. Somebody somewhere paid for the study to justify their product. I think that's sometimes how it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes you just go, okay. So I think we know this. The problem is not that we know it. It's like, do we have the skills to do something about it? And do we start with small enough changes that will sustain them? Because the tricky part here, Greg, is that it's not if you do it once or twice, if it becomes your lifestyle. And the tricky part is making it a lifestyle change. It's just like a diet that you don't stay on. I mean, the yo-yo effect in diets is well documented. And the same is true with this. I mean, if you only do it for a little while and then you go back to what you were doing before, it's not going to really sustain anything. So, you know, I'm like, okay, and tell me more. What are we doing about this?
Well, there's the rub, because if people are listening to the podcast, they obviously either have concerns about themselves, more likely about a relative. And the relative is obviously going to be probably older than the person who's listening to the podcast. And you cannot undo years and years of sometimes damage, or purposeful, unpurposeful, by simply switching to a diet that includes more oil or more vegetables, or it's not going to cure anything.
It doesn't turn the clock back. I mean, it does potentially buy you a little time moving forward, because, I mean, if you continue to, you know, do things that are harmful to yourself, I mean, of course, it's going to add up. But, you know, thinking that who needs this? Well, I mean, the group that I'm most concerned about is adolescents who are building new synaptic pathways or not. Adolescents who have that opportunity to lay down these tracks that are really good tracks moving forward. And are we engaging adolescents and young adults in a way that promotes brain health over the long haul? Because certainly there have been numbers of things that have happened to the current adolescent population or young adult population that put them at higher risk for having issues in this area.
We have a solution for them. It's crosswords. Did you know that participants average age of 71, some degree of mild cognitive impairment, did an intensive crossword puzzle training for 12 weeks, and it boosted their cognitive. You're looking at me. People can't see it. We can actually see each other. People are listening.
Am I looking at you over my glasses going, yeah, Greg, where are we going with this one? It's like, oh, so you did something with your brain and you showed an improvement? Oh, fancy that. I mean, it's interesting what happens when you act. Like I said, a little stress is good for a human. And that's what that show. I mean, it's like, so do something that challenges you a bit. But if you've been doing, you know, the New York Times crossword puzzles for years, you're not using new things in your brain. And, you know, you may not be hardly using any synaptic work at all because it's so automatic. So if you give me the mini mental state exam or the Volstein, I mean, I can ace that baby pretty easily. I mean, I might miss one or two points, but I mean, all I have to know is I'm taking it. And it's like, let me prime myself up here. I mean, I could ace it because I've given it so much. It's not really testing what you think it's testing kind of thing.
But what if I on crossword puzzles?
So what if you've always done something?
Well, if I've always hated it and not done it.
Well, then I'm pretty sure that's on the distress category. You know, because, okay, Greg, you're just going to have to buckle down to it. Like, why? Why would you do that to yourself? It's like people who start exercising, but they hate the exercise they're picking. It's like, don't pick something because you're not going to stick. I mean, if you make yourself do it, you're miserable. That's not healthy for your brain. The whole time you're thinking, oh, it's Tuesday. I have to do that crossword puzzle thing again. Oh. Instead, pick something that's exciting and interesting to you. So your brain gets excited about it. That's really what we're looking for. Can your brain get revved up and give you what it's got and then build more? We want new synapses, not just the same old ones you had.
So the bottom line is that there are tons of studies. You can find one on the interweb that agrees with you. You can find a bunch more that disagree with you. It makes it so difficult for people who are sort of starting the journey or partway through the journey to come up with reliable information. Can I just talk to somebody who's going to tell me the truth?
So what you're going to hear is, you know what, Greg, tell me what you're doing now. And which of those things, what are two things you like about what you're doing now? And you feel like that's solid. I like it. What's one thing you'd like to look at harder or focus on or see what you could do to optimize in that area? This much, like a tiny little bit. So don't be taking off more than you can chew because it'll just choke you. The thing I worry about is like sometimes people get more invested in having the person living with the brain change their behaviors than they're able to look at themselves in the mirror and see the value. The one who's actually going to benefit the most from these kind of changes are the folks that are on the maybe giving end, not just the receiving end of care. Because we need to look hard at what we're doing that might be distressing to us or stressful in a negative way. And how we're doing with socializing and eating and what we're drinking and how much of it we're drinking and how much we're actually using our brains in exciting and interesting ways.
But are there groups online that people can join just to sort of sit in and sort of understand that they're not the only one going through this and that maybe after a couple of sessions, they might actually want to ask questions themselves? Can I join a group like that somehow?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple of different groups. One is the Care Partner Support Series, and then we have the Care Partner Gem Series. And that's a great way for folks to really look at themselves and their situations and other people and realize, hey. But we also have the Champion Courses, which is a way to stimulate your brain and get you socializing in a very different way, but also building a network of support for yourself. Or we also have Care Partner Support. We also have the Ask Tifa Anything Dementia Problem Solving Evening Programs we do once a month, which we open up. And then we also have, if you're living with dementia, we have a Let's Talk once a month. And we have, we also have our Dementia Minds group. And we have, so we do lots of things that we hope are designed to help us. We also do individual consults, but the idea that we're talking about is let's look at ourselves and look at those we care about. Let's see what all of us might benefit from instead of simply trying to poke at one thing or the other and then push down here, something else pops up over there.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to go back and work on my crossword.
No more whack-a-moles. No more whack-a-moles, Greg, unless you really love it.
Well, thank you very much. You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. For more information, visit keepusknow.com.
If you're signed into your Spotify account, we'd love to get your feedback. How? Click into the episode details and look over the episode question and poll. Send us your comments and vote so we can answer your questions and better tailor this content to your needs. We look forward to hearing from you.